Tom Dowd and the Language of Music is a new documentary opening in theaters today about popular music over the past 50 years. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Tom Dowd is not as well known as he deserves to be because he was a studio recording engineer, one of those rarely celebrated individuals who sit behind the board and make sure the music being played gets recorded the way it sounds. Dowd worked with Ray Charles, Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, the Modern Jazz Quartet, Booker T and the MGs, the Drifters, the Coasters, the Allman Brothers, and many others, including Eric Clapton.
He really does know music, and much more than I had any grasp of. And so in those days, whenever I thought I had an idea or I wanted to record something, I would always think of Tom first, above doing it on my own, definitely, and above anybody else that I'd ever met.
Mark Moorman's enlightening documentary makes it plain that Tom Dowd never got a swelled head, despite all of his accomplishments. Tom Dowd had three great gifts, according to Ahmet Erdogan, founder of Atlantic Records. He had a peerless engineering skill and a temperament that put musicians at ease.
Aside from that, he also had a great musical sense.
Okay, hold it. Give me your strum again, let me hear you.
Was able to tell the somebody was out of tune, he would tell them to tune up their instruments.
E string.
He wasn't just running the board. I mean, he was a partner in making the thing happen.
Give me half tempo, 138 it should be.
And he could hear when something was wrong and stop the machine and say, let's do this part over again.
Dowd, who studied physics at Columbia University, built the first commercial 8-track studio open to all comers, inspired by the work of Les Paul.
I was in awe of the fact that he was playing 3, 4, 5 guitar parts and his wife was singing 3 harmony parts and they had the quality as high as they did, and I couldn't determine how technically they could do that.
This is Mark Moorman's first documentary feature. It took him 7 years to make. He tells Dowd's story through a combination of talking head interviews, video clips from performances and recording studios, and an extended dialogue with Dowd himself.
Okay, play.
There is one moment in the Language of Music that will thrill old rock fans. It's watching Dowd, his hands moving with a surgeon's fluid grace, remix for the film's benefit the 24-track Submaster of Layla, isolating and analyzing the guitar solos of both Eric Clapton and Duane Allman.
And it's just beautiful. Those are notes that aren't on the instrument. Those are notes that are off the top of the instrument. That's what makes those people such magnificent guitar players. It's in the tips of their fingers. It's not in a knob. It's not how loud they play. It's touch.
To hear him and watch him is to understand how, as one grateful musician put it, this gentle wizard brings the best out without pushing too hard. Dowd himself saw an early cut of this film just a week before he died in October 2002. It's too bad Tom Dowd and the Language of Music did not make it to theaters in time for this remarkable man to get the wide recognition he deserved while he was still alive.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.